Welcome to the Psalms of Ascent podcast series, a daily series helping our hearts and minds be in a healthy place whilst the COVID-19 virus is doing its worst. Colossians chapter 3. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. So join me as we journey from despair to hope, from the wilderness to the presence of God. Today, it's Quiet Time Coaching, episode 155. And we're in Psalm 124 and verses 2 and 3. It reads, "If the Lord had not been on our side when people attacked us, they would have swallowed us alive when their anger flared against us." Pretty scary situation he's referring to here, perhaps one that he personally, David, had experienced. And if you know David's history, you know that he experienced many times when he had enemies. Some external, like the Philistines, some internal, like King Saul, his own king, trying to kill him. He knew what it meant to be attacked. He also knew later in his life what it meant to be attacked verbally, but that's a story for another time. There are lots of different kinds of attack, and perhaps you've felt under attack recently. Did you know that in the middle of that attack, the Lord is with you at your side? He is on your side. Perhaps David's thinking about the time when the Philistines did attack him and tried to destroy him. They must have felt in 2 Samuel chapter 5 that they were onto a winner because Saul had been defeated and the people of Israel were in somewhat of a state of disarray. And perhaps they thought that now was the time to not only defeat Saul, but David and the whole of Israel. And in chapter 5 of 2 Samuel, they hear that David has been anointed as king, and they go up in full force to search for him. David heard about it, went down to the stronghold. The Philistines had come up, spread out in the valley of Rephaim. So David asked the Lord, "Shall I go and attack the Philistines?" I expect he was hoping that God would say no. "Will you deliver them into my hands?" The Lord answered, "Go, for I will surely deliver the Philistines into your hands." So he went to Baal Perazim. He defeated them. He said, "As waters break out, the Lord has broken out against my enemies before me." So that place was called Baal Perazim. The Philistines abandoned their idols there, and David and his men carried them off. And you'd think the Philistines had learned the lesson, but they come back again in verses 22 to 25. And again, David inquires of the Lord and then goes and defeats them. The Lord was on David's side. The Lord helped him. The Lord is on your side. Whatever fears you have today, you know, fears about the virus, fears about your future, fears about your finances, fears about your job, fears about your elderly relatives, fears for your own health. I mean, the list goes on, doesn't it? The Lord is on your side. Now, he may not protect you from every physical danger. That's just part of this life. But he is with you and he will help you be strong. What does it say in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 9, talking about the devil? "Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings." We just need to resist him, and he will, as another verse says, flee. See, with God, you can stand firm and safe, secure, knowing that he will vindicate you, whether you are being attacked physically, attacked emotionally, spiritually in some sense. God is with you, and the devil cannot swallow you alive. He certainly is angry against us because of our faith and trust in God. But he will not have the final say, and he will not have the final victory. For the same Lord who was with David against the Philistines is with you and I against the devil's schemes today. "And no temptation has seized us except what is common to man." God will provide the way out, and he will provide the strength you have the Spirit. And since you have the Spirit, you have a spirit not of fear, but of confidence and joy. It's good to remember that at times when we do feel under attack. And part of why we pray in the morning, part of why we need these quiet times with God, is so that when it comes to the moment of fear, the moment of attack, in that very moment, we are reminded that the Lord is on our side. Not just something we know intellectually, not just something we can look back on, but something that you can know in that very moment. See you tomorrow. Take care and God bless.